Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I'm enjoying rugby. I'm enjoying gymnastics. I am looking forward to the rest of watching the rest of these Paris Olympics. How about Bruce Barnum, the Portland State football coach? I wonder if he's watching any rugby. You seeing anything you like on these Olympics programming?
Well, you know, John, thanks for having me, number one. Go Bikes. I get kind of the what do they call them, the highlights. I don't have time to, you know, watch them. And I mean, I saw some of the stuff. Some of it, I'm not sure. There's so many Olympic sports now, you know, it catches you off guard, but I try to follow the local athletes. You know, I know the gymnast from Vancouver, Washington, staff said was on today. And, you know, I like the local flavor, brings it home a little bit. But I'm more of a, okay, who's got the most medals? We're winning. All right, let's go. And I don't even know if we're winning. I know we're up there, I'm guessing. But it's just hard, especially this time of the year. You know, we're starting a week early. College football Saturday is a 12-game season this year and next year, double treat. But that means we start a week early, so been kind of amping up for that.
How did that change your summer, or did you just move the calendar a week earlier all the way around?
It affects us just because we're a quarter system. Our summer's short anyway. Essentially, it made us, and we talked after winter when they came back from the holiday break, you know, this is when we're going to win. Don't show up in the summer, because our summer, because I give them the 4th of July, I give them some days there. I give them 4 or 5 days to get their mind right before we start, before tomorrow, which is report date for us. So our summer is 3 weeks. I mean, you live for 3 weeks, a couple days you live right after, right before the 4th, but it's short. Our summer's short, and this made it just a little bit shorter.
How are you feeling about the chatter with the scholarship limits, you know, and some schools being able to go to 120 scholarships or 105 scholarships, excuse me, over the limit of 85? Is there a trickle-down effect or impact to you and other Big Sky members?
Well, that's to be seen, but it reminds me of the days. It's a circle. It reminds me of the days why they made scholarship limits, because the power schools, you know, Oklahoma would take guys so they didn't go to Alabama, you know, to walk on here. The bigger schools, that's why they came into effect. They were taking guys on scholarship that they didn't think would ever play. They'd be role players, you know. 120 scholarships, I mean, only 11. If you have no double ups, which special teams usually do, that's only 33 people. If you double them up, get your best athletes on the field, you only got 22 out there. So what are you going to do? You know, what are the other 119 doing? 118? I mean, standing around holding bags, it gets nasty. And then you're going to see the portal. You think the portal is big now. Imagine it then.
Yeah, I mean, that's just warehousing players. Do you think that?
Yeah.
We've forgotten? Did they forget? Did the NCAA, did colleges forget that, hey, this used to happen? Alabama used to just have guys on the sidelines so the USC couldn't get them, or Georgia couldn't get them. Have they forgotten, or what do you think goes into that?
I don't know. Now you're asking stuff out of my pay grade. Cause there's all the other lawsuits I'm looking at, and how are we going to have to pay our the Johnson case, for instance? Are we going to have to pay our all student athletes minimum wage on top of their scholarship? You know, those kind of things. There's so many out there now that you're just trying to keep up with them. Opinions on them, you're kind of the last to know. Right now, I'm getting ready for a gambit. You know, we'll be on the C-Dub and what? August 31st, I think, is
that's
at
right.
Washington State. That's my priority right now.
Yeah, we had the CW president on today's show, and you will be in one of those games.
The TV
because,
guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're on the CW.
You are.
I just made that up, but I think we're on it.
You know, you're on the CW because you're playing Washington State, and so You'll have an ACC game as the lead into your game. There'll be a studio show. They're hoping for a nice audience. So put on a show. How about a little onside kick to start the game? Flea flicker, double reverse. Can you make this a little entertaining for us?
Well, what guy do you want? Do you want, we're going over there, to give them a game. They're so much better than us. Or do you want the damn right? We're going to pull everything out of the hat we got. I saw Rutgers. I do watch Video Kill the Radio Star sometime. On my X-File in my pocket, they had a fake leaf flicker, where the back kept it. I don't think that'll work, but, there's all kinds of things out there.
I love it.
So there'll be some creativity, but you're not going to win games that way. You're not going to win games with trick plays and kicking field goals. So we'll try to see if we can, stay close. I've talked on your show about this. If we're close in the fourth, let's roll. If it's close in the fourth, because our side won't have sphincter Alice Major. It'll be rolling through that other sideline. See what happens.
You know what? You won a game like that where you went to Pullman against a Mike Leach coach team. I asked Leach afterward what it was like. He gave you a lot of credit. He said that Bruce Barnum had us on our backpedaling the whole time. When you're coaching a game and things are just working and you're one step ahead of that other staff on the other sideline, can you look across and see that? Or is it just you're watching the result on the field and you're realizing, I'm in rhythm, they're playing catch up, they're not adjusting to what I'm doing?
To a point, maybe as a head coach, but everybody else can, because they're on the bench either cleaning things up or, getting ready to roll on special teams or their next time out, as a head coach a little bit. All I noticed that one was, was a tent. It was raining. It was cold. They had tents and heaters, and my guys are looking at me, I think we forgot to buy the sleeve things that go underneath them because I just got the job. They're, looking at me, hey, coach, kind of cold out here. Like, get your ass in there. Let's go. Anyway, I noticed that. I remember the tents. That's all I really remember.
Bruce Barnum is with us. This season, you'll have some money games like the Washington State game that you mentioned, and then you'll get right into your Big Sky Conference. How is it going to be for you to play conference game fairly early in the year, and do you like that, or would you rather have it all at the end, or how do you like the pace of the schedule this year?
Well, looking at that, yes, knock on wood, a conference game that early, I should be full health, and I think I have some athletes. We got to get them rolling and going the right way. But, because you get into game 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you're usually banged up. So I'm hoping to be healthy, that game. That would be nice. And then get after Weaver. We're at their place. We go, I think we're way away. Then South Dakota comes here. Then we're at our other money game, Boise. Then we're away again at Chattanooga's, watched someone film yesterday, and then we start the conference with here, away, and we have a bye in there somewhere, I think right before the Halloween deal, so.
I'm not a big poll guy, but right. I'll glance at him. I don't even like voting at him, because I feel like they just, sometimes they let people vote who I look over and I'm like, that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Why am I paying attention to what that guy's doing? So you guys get picked 9th in the coaches poll, 10th in the media poll. You're better than that. I know you're better than that because I know you're more experienced than that. You got guys coming back. You got your quarterback back. Is that a chip on the shoulder thing? Did your guys notice that you were picked 9th or 10th?
Well, that's where they pick us. I mean, that's what it happens every year, and I think we ended up in the middle, trying to be in the top three, getting the playoffs, but speed of wonder, or what is it? Speed of lightning, God of thunder, we're the underdogs. Let's run with it. Let's keep that chip on our shoulder from game one to game 12. I like where we are. I talked to my quarterback today. I talked to some of my seniors say, we're going to have fun this year. We're not going to listen to the noise, because you listen to that, you don't have a chance. And the game's over before you get there. So let's look at the polls at the end, because the positive side is Weber State, I think, ranked, South Dakota ranked, Chattanooga ranked, Davis ranked, Montana State ranked, Sac ranked, Idaho ranked, Montana ranked. There's our schedule. So if you want to be ranked, you beat the ranks, you know, the ranked. So it's set up for us. The table's set.
I like that. I like how you're spinning it that way instead of saying our schedule's brutal, right? I mean, that's another way to look at it, but you're saying there's opportunity there for you to beat the top teams and prove that you're one of them. Bruce Barnum's with us. The all-conference team comes out. Michael Montgomery, your linebacker, Big Sky preseason all-conference first team. What do you need out of Michael Montgomery?
Well, the first thing I need, he was in my office today for quite a while. He's a hell of a kid. If you ever get a chance, come see him. I wanted him. I had it set aside. I couldn't talk him into it. These young guys, you know, they look at us that have to wear glasses sometimes to read the little stuff like you're crazy. But I went through the 50s with him, you know. I went through all the linebackers in the NFL Hall of Fame, you know, they wore number 50. I said, let's scratch that 9. I said, I went through them all. I went through Singletary. Then about 58, Jack Lambert. We went through, and he won't change. So a little behind, you know, in his teaching and learning, and I'm trying to get him in the Hall of Fame. I'm trying to make him be an All-American. But he's faster. He's down to 235. You know, that's a positive for your Mike linebacker. He attacked more the last half of last season. He had a great off-season workout. So I'm excited to watch him play. That position and your safety, I think, are just critical on defense. You know, and look at the rest of my defense. And I put in that weight thing. I think I talked to you about it at your camp. When we were out there, I had my guy run the numbers. My defense has gained 3.9 pounds on average. You know, the DB, the back end group, they're the heaviest. They gain the most. So now I need that to come to fruition. You know, we got a little more sand on our ass and, you know, take a few more hits, stay healthy, and let's rock and roll.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. You know, look, I think you guys are going to be exciting on the offensive side of the ball. You've got quarterbacks, you know, you also obviously have Dante Sacheray, your returning starter. You got some other guys in camp that are interesting. I'm really excited to see how you use this offense. You got a running back. I think you're going to score some points this year.
Yes. Well, we just got to make sure the other guys have to, you know, line up and punt once in a while. I like our arsenal, whatever you want to call it, on offense. I like our stable of running backs. I like our speed. Again, we have to make sure you guys punt. We get into those shootouts, and it's kind of a flip of the coin, but I think we are going to be able to score some points.
I think, you know, it's going to be fun for us to watch you guys. I'd love to have you on throughout the season, have your guys on, give you some glow. But, you know, you're going to start with that big one at Washington State and then jump right into it. We'll get you back on closer to the season. Good luck with the prep and getting out there. Before I let you go, I've asked a question earlier on the show. I want to pose it to you as well. Silver medal and bronze medal. Should we call that winning a silver, winning a bronze? Or, you know, how do you feel if you're on the...
up with it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's in everything, right? Not just because you're used to that in track and field a little bit. You know, these three qualify, your top three qualify. So you want you're that's what you're racing for. That's what you're vying for. I don't know what the tryouts were to get in the Olympics, but that's part of that. After that, yeah, you know, there's winners and losers in life, but. It's an award for everything they've done, but you want the gold. Go for the gold.
Bruce Barnum, you're the best. I appreciate you joining
us. That didn't answer a damn thing.
No,
for me,
but. It's all right. It's all right. I know where you stand. There's no shame in being second in the world. In the world,
especially if that's real silver. I mean, you got a trophy to show the game.
It's real silver. Bruce Barnum, thank you.
All right, talk to you. Thanks for having us.
There he is, Vikings coach. We'll have him on throughout the season. For those of you wanting to support Portland State, govikes.com. They'll be at Washington State at Weber State to open the season, home versus South Dakota on September 14th. You can get tickets at govikes.com. Leave it here.